The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yosef Fund, Poisek at the Beis Havad, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
Gemara Menaches, Lamed Hey Amid Aleph, says, Am Rav Yitzchak Ritzuah Shcharis Halacha Moshe Misinai. There's Halacha Moshe Misinai that the Ritzuah of the Trillin should be black. The Gemara says further, the Gemara is Sakasha, that we have a Brisa that says that it could be different colors. The Brisa says, Trillin Kaishnas El Bimina Ben Yerukais Ben Shcharis Ben Levanais. So the Gemara says, "Kan mi b'fnim, kan mi b'chutz." On the outside, it has to be black, and on the inside, it could be any color. Now, this is nifsak in the Shulchan Aruch Siman Lamed Gimel. If Gimel, it says over there that Halacha Moshe Misinai Sheyotzu Shchayres mi b'chutz, Alben Sapnim Yasem Eisit Sad Sheyertzachutz Mei Adaim. Okay, that on the outside it needs to be black, but on the inside it could be any color that someone desires except for red. The Mishnah Berurah says that says you can make it whichever color, you could also make it no color, whatever color someone should desire. The Avdala Rambam we'll see in a minute exactly the Shitas of Rambam, but he says that according to the Rambam, it's required. It is pretty strong language. To make it on the inside black, on just like the bottom of black, ainu nahagin ka Rambam, we're not noig like the Rambam. Now, anyone who reads carefully Mishnah Berurah, he's saying not that we noig not to make it black, but we're not noig to require it to be black. Meaning Mishnah Berurah is saying very clearly, on the inside it could be any color, not like the position of the Rambam, that is required that it should be black. Now, it's also clear that making it black on the inside is not an issue of chatzitza or baltaisa or anything other than that, but it's whatever color someone should desire. We'll, in Yes Hashem, get more into this, but I just want to point out that the Bi'ah Halacha on the page before, in Dibma Mascha Utsuah Shchayres, says that he's not sure if Minatera, it needs to have the shear, of Utsuah that's necessary. The minimum shear needs to be black and the rest is Lumitza Noiba Almo. Or maybe since it's all attached, the whole thing has to be black. The Mishnah Berurah again has a suffix. When the Utsuah is larger than is strictly necessary, does the whole thing need to be black? Or it's enough that the part that's required is black? Well, Moshe Blay in his Keset Tefillin says that the suffix of the Mishnah Berurah is both on the length and the width, meaning if it's longer than the required shear, and it's, or if it's wider than the required shear, does the extra have to be black? Now, Rav Yaakov Meir Stern in his Bi'ah Seifa, Simachav Gimel, or his Beis, the Maschal Shchayres, he raised an interesting point that when it comes to Simatavish Nun, the Mishnah Berurah holds over there that only the shear of the lulav has to be kosher. But if you have extra lulav and that extra lulav is pasul, we're not concerned that it's all attached and is one big lulav and that therefore all has to be kosher. So he raises the question that why is it that by lulav the Mishnah Berurah is certain that we're not concerned if more than the shear is not kosher? And over here by Ritzuis, the Mishnah Berurah is uncertain whether extra Ritzuah also has to be black. Now, there's a Gemara, another Gemara on Amud Beis. The Gemara says, Omer Rav Nachman, I'm sorry, back up. Omer Rav Yehuda Breda, Shmuel Bashim, Shmuel Keshel, Tefillin Arocha, Moshe Misina. Omer Rav Nachman, V'noyehen Lebar. The noy side of the Tefillin should be on the outside. Now, Rashi says, In his first pshat, Rashi says of Anayim Labar that the writing of the Ritzuah says Hashem Yainir B'chutz. The second lashon Rashi brings is Noyein Shel Ritzuah Shein Chalukas Mitzad Echad Ritzuah Shcharis Hu Noyein. The side of the Ritzuah that's smooth, there's one side that's naturally smooth. That side should be on the outside. And that side is dyed black. Now, the question is, which we'll, Yisr Shem, explore soon, is, are these two different halachas, halacha Amud Aleph and halacha Beis, that the outside should be black, and, is this one halacha, it's two different halachas? Meaning, maybe, there's one halacha that it should be dyed black, and there's another halacha that the black side should be on the outside. And there's a halacha that the outside should be dyed black, but who says that that halacha requires that it be worn that in a way that the black is visible? And we'll see, Yes Hashem, what's a nafkamina. But we could just have a few nafkaminas. The marshal of some is wearing the ritzuis and it's painted black on the outside, which is a naturally smooth side, and it happens to be flipped inside. So maybe he has a kosher ritzua, just he's not mekayim the din on amud beis that the nice side should be on the outside. Maybe it's ma'akev, maybe not. The other related issue is that what if someone decides to paint both sides black, like we just saw is a rishus, even according to Rambam, maybe more than rishus, but definitely a rishus. So if someone did that, so if he has that side on the outside, so is that, does that mekayim this halacha of nayein lebar? So in Rashi, Marikot and Chafhei, at least in Miyochas of Rashi, the way we have it in Rashi, it says over there that Rav Huna had a maisa brought over here in the Gemara's Hapchale with Tzu, the Tefillin, his Tzu got flipped over, and the Rashi over there says, Hashach b'fnim, the Tzu is Shchayra nirer mi b'chutz halacha meisha mi Sinai. He seems to be equating that he seems to be saying that through flipping around the Ritzua, somewhere's over on the halacha meisha mi Sinai, and he seems to be putting these two dinim together. There are other Rishayim. L'mashal in the Sefer Michta in Marit Katan, he brings B'Shem the Ritzah Ben Gaius that says, Ritzuas Tefillin Nayen Lebar, Peshmokim Sar Mi B'chutz, the smooth side should be inside. Inayim Nayen Ponim Ham Shchiran Haylech Mi B'chutz, V'alovim B'fnim. His second side is that it means that the black side should be on the outside. Now, in the Zera Emes, the Zera Emes is a, in Chela Gimel, Archaim Simon Gimel, there's a discussion between Baal Zera Emes and his Talmud. Over there he quotes this Lashon of Rashi in Marit Katan, and he says that according to Rashi, the Halacha Meisha Misinai is that it should be visible on the outside, and Rav Nachman is coming to Rimba Chadesh that it should be blackened on the night side, that meaning, all we see from Halacha Meisha Misinai is that the outside should be black, but we don't mean outside of the animal, the outside of the way it's worn. Meaning, if someone would, if we would just have the Gemara Amud Aleph, we would just say that when someone is wearing it, the black side should be on the outside. And Rav Nachman is coming to say that the smooth side should be the visible side. That's what he says comes out of Kong to Rashi. But he says that the way he seems to be leaning is that when the Gemara and Paiskim say mi b'chutz, they seem to be saying that the smooth side should be, not that when it's on your head it should be visible, the black side. Now, one afkamina with this is that the Mishnah Berurah in the Bi'ah Halacha, in Simon Lamed Gimel, Dimas Chum mi b'chutz, he brings a question from the Prima Gadim, that says that, someone had a ritzua, and it was a guy painted it black, and it wasn't on Lishma. So the Prima Gadim says, if she doesn't have other ritzuas, he's welcome to flip it over and paint the other side black. So the Prima Gadim seems to be understanding that it's enough that he's wearing it, that the black side is on the outside, even though it's not the smooth side. Because the Prima Gadim is understanding that this halacha, that the smooth side should be on the outside, is only a mitzvah, it's not ma'akev. The halacha Meshem Sinai is that the outside should be black however it's worn. That's the Gemara Named Aleph. The Gemara Named Beis is saying that the smooth side should be on the outside. So lemitzvah and lemovcha, we should do both together. We should paint the smooth side and wear it in that way. But someone who doesn't have any choice, because the only ritzua he has is one that was a already dyed black shalai lishma. So the Prima Gadim says, maybe flip it around and dye the outside black and wear it in such a way that the outside is visible. And at least he's mekayim l'alacha meshumisina and amud aleph, that the black side should be on the outside, even if he's not mekayim the halacha of Rav Nachman, that the beautiful side should be on the outside. Now, it says to be halacha, it comes out from the Prima Gadim, that since it's halacha meshumisina, if someone is wearing his tefillin in a way that the ritzua is flipped around, so the part that's, let's say, going over the head, that is part ma'akev, so it comes out that he's over in the Lacha Mishimisina, and he brings this from the Eliyahu Rabbi B'Shem the Gili Matche, that says that there's a bracha levatala if someone has a ritzua flipped around. But the B'Alacha says that the Beis Yosef is mashma differently, that the ritzua is kosher, because he's wearing the black side, because it's painted black on the appropriate side. Rather, he's only over on Noyein Bar, that he doesn't have the beautiful outside, meaning that these are two different dinim, and this again is what the Zera Emes is being misrakeach with his Talmud, is this one din is about how to understand this din, and the Zera Emes seems to be going like the Mishnah Berurah, that mibachutz means the outside of the animal, not the outside in the way it's being worn. Now, if we will adopt the position that the part that's on the outside has to be black, not necessarily the smooth side, then that brings us to another question, which we could raise perhaps even if we have the other shita, but the Keses in the Keses Sasef and Lishka Sasefer, Simchav Gimel, Sivkat and Beis, he raises a question of, what about the edges of the ritzuas? When someone is wearing his ritzua, so the edge is visible to, on the outside, is visible to others, so he has a strong position that it's necessary that that part should be black also. Which of course, now that some ritzuas are sold, that they're soaked in dye or in paint, so it becomes black through and through. It definitely covers the sheet of the Keses, but there are some hashgachas, notably Rav Landon Bnei Brak, who is makba in all his ritzuas, the ones that have Rav Landon's hashgacha, that it should be dyed in a way that the edges are dyed also. Now, the Sefer Minchas Soilus on the Baruch Sha'amar, and they bring the same thing b'shem the Chazay Nish, is medayik from the Tikkun Tefillin, page Mem Aleph. I'm sorry, it's the Tikkun Tefillin over there, not the Baruch Shammah, they're both printed on the same page, that it's not required. Why? Because the Tikkun Tefillin gives details of how to dye the leather in order to prepare the ritzuis on page Mem Aleph. Then in page Kuf Ayin Hey, he says that you how to cut it down into ritzua. If it's already dyed and then you cut it down, then the exposed edge is going to be natural color, or tan color rather than the black that's used to paint the outside. Says the Minchas Soilus and says the Chazay Nish, that we see from this, that the Tikkun Tefillin didn't seem to require that all the visible edges were black. It's enough that you paint it outside and then you cut it, and we're not concerned that the exposed edge is not black. Now, back to Shitas HaRambam, we'll see in the minute Shitas HaRambam, but it's not only the Rambam, the Shita of Rabbeinu Simcha, that's brought in the Baruch Shama, got Hazayin, and brought in the Darkei Moshe, that, if someone has batim that are black, it's mitzvah lehashchei ritzuis meimifnim meimichutz. That's a lashon of the Rabbeinu Simcha. The question is, what exactly is Shitas HaRambam? The Rambam says like this, in Parag Gimel Halach Yudalit, and again we saw the Mishnah Berurah says in the Kong to Rambam Tzarech. The Lashon HaRambam is, and the Rabbeinu Simcha we just said mitzvah, the Rambam says like this, Ritzuis Penei Mechitzainim Shecharim, Achura HaRitzuis, that's on the inside, it's So the Rambam says that the Ritzuah should be the same color as the Bayis. According to the Rambam, the Bayis doesn't have to be black, and the Ritzuah should be the same color. According to the Rambam, it's noy that the whole thing should be black. And the Beis Yosef says that the Rambam means that the reverse size of the tefillin should be black. Now, it's a bit difficult. The Rambam seems to be saying two dinim over here. First, he says it should be the same color. And then the second din is that it's noy. And that's only noy. That's not required. So the Radvaz in Lashonis HaRambam, Simen Nun Gimel, was asked this question. And he says like this, that there are two halachas. One is that if it's some other color other than black, the tefillin, if it's black, red, if it's green, let's say, then the tefillin has to be green. But if it is black, so then the ritzuah on the inside doesn't need to be black, but it's still noy that it should be black. So the way he's reading the Rambam, if the bias is black, then it's not required, it's only noy that it should be also black, the same color as the bias. There are others who are brought down, I saw brought down b'shem b'sefer Mincha Tahira, but that the Rambam, when the Rambam means noy hu litvilna shiyu kulim shchayris, he means that it definitely has to be the same color, the bias and the ritzuah. Just it's noy that the color that you chose should be all black. So according to this reading, which is perhaps the way the Mishnah Berurah is reading it, they said Sarach, is these two dinim fit together very nicely. The first halacha is that inside of the ritzuah should match the bayis. The second halacha is, which is not halacha, but a noy, that the color that's matching, that should be chosen, should be both black. But again, we saw in the Shulchan Aruch, the Mishnah Berurah, we're not noyik to do this, but it's definitely, rishus, so kuli alma, there's no iser involved.
The Daf Yomi audio series has been brought to you by the Beis Chabad Halacha Center. To reach the Center for Halacha Consultations, Service, Educational Seminars, or Media, please call 1-888-485-VAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Chabad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you could email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.